After someone in your class says, "I can't hear you," or "What'd you say?" a few times, how many of you have said, or at least felt like saying, "What are you, deaf?" Well, in fact, that student is probably not deaf, but may have some hearing loss, and that can create some problems for that student in school and out. Today, on Kids Like You and Me, we'll learn a little bit about what it's like to be a kid with hearing loss. We'll visit with Dutch, a third grader with sensory-neural hearing loss. We'll find out how he, his family, his speech therapist, and his third grade teacher have all worked to make sure Dutch has the same opportunities to learn as his classmates. First off, let's think about hearing. How do our ears work? How do we hear all the words and noises and music out there? Well, sounds are captured by our funny but brilliantly shaped outer ears and then funneled through the ear canal. Those sound waves then hit the eardrum, which vibrates and sets the tiny bones in the middle ear into motion. The bones are called the hammer, anvil, and stirrup. I'll let Dutch finish explaining. He knows a lot.
My name is Dutch. I'm in third grade. I am 9 years old. Yeah, I've had hearing loss when I was born. I was born with sensory neural hearing loss. But one of the really cool parts about your ear is because it has the three smallest bones in your body in it. But they work really cool. So the sound comes down, hits the eardrum, and then the hammer starts hitting the anvil. The sound goes to the stirrup, and then that goes to the cochlea. And then the cochlea yells through the auditory nerve right to your brain, the sound, what you're hearing. But that happens so fast. It's just like...
As Dutch said, the cochlea converts sound vibrations into nerve impulses, which go up to the brain, and just like that, the brain decides what the sound is. A dog barking, a bird singing, a baby crying. So sound enters our bodies through the ear, but is understood by the brain. Amazing, isn't it? Now, when any parts of the ear are not working properly, you get hearing loss, and it's hard for the brain to figure out the sounds. Now, there are different types of hearing loss, too. Dutch can tell us about his.
What kind of hearing loss do you have?
Sensory neural.
Do you know what that means?
I know what it means. It means there's something wrong with your cochlea. Yeah, your inner ear. A cochlea would kind of look like something like a shell. Round, keeps going around. I was born with a smaller cochlea than a normal cochlea, and then it kind of doesn't amplify the sounds to your brain, so it's harder to hear with that.
That is a very good explanation, I think. Good job.
Sometimes it's not only volume. It's usually pitch. Sometimes it might not only be volume. Some people, if they know that you have hearing aids, they might yell in your ear. That's not going to help, because sometimes you might not understand. Your brain might have harder times hearing like a higher noise or a lower noise. So it's usually like pitch.
High-pitched sounds.
Yeah, like high-pitched sounds. If you can't have trouble hearing high-pitched sounds like shield, you might just hear eeled.
Or low-pitched sounds.
Like duh. Mm-hmm. Duh, like if you couldn't hear duh like Dutch, you just hear duh. Duh or uch.
Or
Which is
Imagine trying to listen in social studies where instead of hearing class, the American Constitution, you hear Kla Iarika Antatuhan. It might sound something like that if you had a hearing loss. How could you keep up? How could you learn the vocabulary of school and everyday life? Listening could be exhausting and language skills delayed. Dutch is lucky. His parents figured it out early on, and Dutch has been wearing hearing aids since he was 4. They even come in colors now, like braces do. Dutch has a green one for one ear and a different color for the other. He's pretty used to them. His teacher wears a microphone to amplify her voice, and Dutch has a receiver. It works great. But this year, in 3rd grade, Dutch became increasingly aware that he was different from his classmates and the only one in the whole school who wore hearing aids. He didn't like being different, and life suddenly seemed a little harder for him.
When you got into the 3rd grade, did you feel like all of a sudden you were really different? And what did that feel like?
Just kind of felt bad.
Why?
Because I kind of just noticed that everyone, if I looked in their ears, they would have a normal ear.
So did you go home then and say to your parents, boy, I feel kind of weird?
Yeah.
And then they jumped into action. Got some pretty good parents there.
Yeah.
Dutch's mom, Erin, explains it from a parent's point of view.
Something that's interesting is that when we found out about Dutch's hearing loss, we really didn't want him to feel like he had any limitations in life. And so we didn't treat him that way. And really, it wasn't until this year where it kind of things seemed to get really hard. As, you know, when Dutch is in 3rd grade, suddenly the blinders come off and you realize, wait a minute, I'm the only person in this school with hearing loss. I'm the only person I know with hearing loss. And it felt pretty hard, that feeling, to be different. And so then there was this realization as a parent, like, wait a minute, there are things that are different and that we do need to acknowledge and learn about the difference and do what we need to do to support him and make sure that everyone understands what he needs and that he understands what he needs. And that's been a really interesting journey, and I'm just so proud of him. He's come so far in like 6 months in this understanding and being able to communicate so well about it, and I think that's pretty inspiring.
Kids with hearing loss need vigilant parents like Erin, who figure out their child's difficulty early and find help for him or her. Hearing aids are essential, amplifying sound so the child can fully participate in listening and learning. Teachers cooperate with Mike Systems, and Dutch also sees a speech-language therapist, Tricia Upstad. She offers great empathy and specific help for some of Dutch's language and social problems.
Yeah, I've had some people say, like, why do you have wood chips in your ears? And it doesn't feel that good if people say that. They just call them wood chips, and
they poke a little fun at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do it because they don't know.
Are you able to fix that situation pretty easily?
Yeah, me and Tris have fixed that situation by doing a PowerPoint about hearing loss, going around to different classrooms and teaching them about hearing loss.
This PowerPoint is one of many ways in which Ms. Upstad has given Dutch ownership of his hearing loss. Knowledge is power.
In my training, we learn about all kinds of difficulties that people face that influence communication. And so one of my classes when I was studying speech therapy was in what's called aural rehabilitation, or basically about hearing loss, about how people cope with hearing loss. And so I could see that Dutch just didn't have a lot of knowledge about his hearing loss this year. When I first started meeting with him, we practiced pronouncing the word I'm going to have trouble pronouncing it because I'm getting emotional talking about this. But yeah, we practice pronouncing cochlea. And we'll always have that joke together. So I drew like a can of Coke. And and then we just wrote the word L-E-E. And then we went, like duh. I don't know. And we just sort of figured out how to pronounce some of these longer words. Well, I can't believe how he can pronounce sensory neural now. So we practiced that, and it didn't take long at all. And he just really, he's like a sponge. I mean, he picked up this knowledge. Okay, I'm not a sponge, like your brain is absorbing all this knowledge. Not like, I'm not a
SpongeBob.
You're not like SpongeBob SquarePants. And I was working with a graduate student in speech therapy from the university, and she also was instrumental. Her name is Mina, in making this PowerPoint happen. And she and Dutch performed the PowerPoint, and I changed the slides. So, but yeah, we got that scheduled. And also, I met with the teacher quite often to sort of educate and provide consultation for the teacher. So there's some behind-the-scenes stuff. Worked with Aaron, talked with Aaron about his mom about some things.
What do you do with Tricia besides make this PowerPoint?
Sometimes I can come in and we can play, like, some games that she can have out. We can do that for most of the time, and it'll just kind of make me happy. And then she might give me a sheet of paper, and it has questions like, what kind of hearing loss do you have? And I have to answer it. I have to try to be, like, smart, what I've learned this year with Trish, try to answer the questions. Yeah, and we also took a field trip at the end of the day to another school and to meet another kid with hearing loss.
How was that?
It was really good. She was really nice.
Games to build a child's listening skills could include a computer game challenging the student to select a sound from a noisy environment, because even with hearing aids, background noises can upset concentration.
Sometimes spelling pages, it's just kind of hard for me.
Because?
The spelling pages are hard because everybody's like talking, and I can't concentrate, especially when I'm doing cursive on one side, because we do cursive on one side and normal handwriting on the other side. But everybody's talking, so I try to turn my volume on my hearing aids down, and it doesn't work. It doesn't, like, work because they just, like, keep talking. I can still hear, and it's still just kind of messing with my brain.
Speech development and appropriate hearing technology can allow a child with hearing loss to be on a par with his hearing classmates. Dutch's parents, his teachers, and his speech-language therapist are working to make sure Dutch has every opportunity to learn and grow. Ms. Obstad describes one of the most important things Dutch is learning.
A big part of my job is to encourage Dutch to advocate for himself, and because when we have things that are difficult for us, part of it is just asking for what we need from our environment. So, like, if the teacher doesn't turn on the microphone, we just have to go up and say, will you please turn that on? I want to access this information. I want to hear it.
Thanks to Beth Ann Austin and executive producer Cherie Newman for invaluable technical assistance. And big thanks, too, to Dutch, his mom, Erin, and speech-language therapist Tricia Obstad for participating in the Kids Like You and Me project. Dutch is a boy with a lot of poise and, I believe, a new confidence derived from learning about his hearing loss and from sharing that knowledge with others. We hope you know a little more about your hearing and speech, too, and will remember that short or tall, fat or thin, hearing loss or no, all kids deserve kindness because, after all,
They're okay, three, two, one. They're kids, just like you and me.
Support for MTPR is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.